Earlier this week, updated guidelines for breast cancer screening were announced. They rekindled a debate about how often women should get mammograms. But research shows that many doctors don't follow best practice guidelines. NPR's Anders Kelto looked into why that's the case.
Let's start with a medical procedure that's pretty straightforward: cataract surgery. People get it when the lenses in their eyes become cloudy, usually with age.
The procedure itself is relatively painless and quick. It usually takes about 15, 20 minutes at the most.
That's Dr. Catherine Chen, an anesthesiologist and researcher at the University of California, San Francisco. She says there's a lot of evidence about what should and shouldn't be done before the procedure.
There have been guidelines out since at least 2002 that have recommended that these patients do not need any additional preoperative workup prior to surgery.
They don't need chest x-rays, blood work, or EKGs like older patients do for more complicated surgeries. But Chen had noticed that a lot of doctors ordered these tests for cataract patients anyway. So she dug into the numbers and found something surprising. Over half of ophthalmologists who did cataract surgery on Medicare patients were ordering unnecessary tests. Chen says that's the same number as 1995.
In about 20 years, nothing really has changed in terms of physician performance.
Chen published her findings in the current New England Journal of Medicine. So why were doctors ordering these unnecessary tests? Dr. Stephen Brown, who teaches family medicine at the University of Arizona, has studied that very question. He says a lot of physicians believe it helps.
Because they think somehow that this is going to make the patient more likely to do well in surgery when it is not.
Other doctors, he says, just don't know the latest guidelines. And a lot of times, a doctor will think a surgeon or anesthesiologist requires a certain test before surgery. And it becomes
this sort of like game of tag, where you're doing something because you think somebody else wants it, even if you don't really want it.
So that's the case with cataract surgery. There's a clear consensus on what should be done, and yet a lot of doctors don't do it. Now imagine what happens when the science isn't clear. Dr. Albert Wu, the head of health services research at Johns Hopkins, says that's the case with breast cancer screening.
There's really a lot more ambiguity about what is the right thing, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
Different organizations, he says, have different guidelines. A group called the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force says women should get screened every other year beginning at age 50. Meanwhile, the American Cancer Society and American College of Radiology say it should be every year starting at 40.
And in those cases, it's even easier for individual preferences to reign.
In other words, doctors are more likely to follow their gut when there are differing opinions. And then, Wu says, there's fear. Imagine that a healthy 40-year-old woman walks into your office and asks about a mammogram.
If that woman were to develop breast cancer or to have breast cancer, you could imagine what might happen to you if you didn't order the test.
A doctor might get sued, he says. Doctors hear stories about this sort of thing all the time, and Wu says it can affect their judgment.
Emotion and recent events do influence our decision-making. We are not absolutely rational decision-making machines.
So a lot of doctors, Wu says, end up practicing medicine based on fears about the patient in front of them, not on what guidelines say is best. Anders Kelto, NPR News, Washington.